close your outer eyes if you haven't already, and open your heart to God. Imagine that crowd along Jesus' route, just the way you've always envisioned them, waving their palm branches, excited to see him, overjoyed to just see him. Their shouts of Hosanna. And imagine similar shouts coming from your own lips. Not whispers, but shouts. Heartfelt proclamations. Heartfelt pleas. Oh, save me. Save me now. With a real sense that that can happen. That it will. Or imagine whatever has weighed upon you. That burden has been lifted. Don't think about how. Just imagine how it would feel if it was suddenly just lifted. That feeling of I am saved now. I am saved. That relief, that joyous relief. The feeling that your problem has been solved, your goal realized, your aspiration achieved. That Hosanna feeling. Palm Sunday is about hope. It's about great expectations. It's about a sense that a miracle is going to happen and happen to me. And let yourself feel all of that, that expectation, that hope. Let it wash over you. Let it fill your heart. Like you might fill a glass with water. Until your heart is running over with joy, with anticipation, with relief, with gratitude. With that sense that you've been saved. And not just beyond this life, but in this life too. On earth as in heaven. Now, not someday. Oh, I am saved. I am saved now. My thirst quenched. My hunger fed. My emptiness filled. My loss restored. And it all can come to and through one, like one of us, like you, like me. It is here for one like one of us, like you, like me. Take a deep breath and let it out. And say to yourself, Hosanna. And Father, Mother, God, We see you everywhere in the great and small. In church, in our lives. In the budding flowers and trees. And in new growth in our own lives. Our prosperity. The health of our bodies and those of our loved ones. We say Hosanna as an affirmation of our gratitude. Thank you, God. We may not fully understand it yet, but you are present. Here, now. So we are saved. And let's complete our prayer time now as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the